A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah, Chaf Dalet, Sukkah 24b, pagination, page 48. Just below midway on the page, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Ha'osa Sukkaso Beinu Eilonos. Person makes a sukkah between the trees. For Ha'ilonos Tefanos Lo. And the trees are acting as walls for the sukkah. Kishera, it is good. Now, let's just clarify that in a previous Mishnah, we discussed a sukkah that's like a tree house, that's in the tree. And regarding that, there was a restriction on Yom Tif because the tree house, because the sukkah is in the tree. And you're not allowed to climb a tree on Yom Tif. Over here, the sukkah is on the ground. And we're only using the tree as walls. And we'll see what the ramifications are based on truly appreciating what the case is. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Kol mechitza she'eina yechola lamad baruch metzuya eina mechitza. Any wall that can't stand up to the normal wind of that area is not considered a mechitza, is not considered a barrier, not considered a wall. Based on that statement, that known statement, Tanan, we ask a question from our Mishnah. A person is making a sukkah between the trees. Ve'ilanos tefanos lo, and the trees are acting as walls. Kishera, it's good. Asks the Gemara, v'ka'ozl va'asi. The tree is going and coming, meaning it's waving in the wind. And because of that movement, the Gemara says, it should not be valid because it's not able to stand up to a ruach metzuya, to the normal wind. Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'may askinon, what are we talking about? Bekashin, with hard trees, meaning older, more mature, trunk-like parts of the tree. Ask the Gemara, v'ika nofo. But there still are some branches that are being used as the wall, presumably, that's the natural situation, and those branches are going to be moving. And the Gemara answers, da'avad le'buhutza v'dafna, that he reinforces those branch areas with palm and bay trees, and he's reinforcing them, weaves it in a way that they are stable. Ihachi, if that's true, in order to answer the question that the branches are waving in the wind, you answered it up so well that they're no longer waving in the wind. So then, my lememra, what's the chiddush of your statement? What's so novel about using trees for walls, if you do all this reinforcement and you fix it up so perfectly? Answers the Gemara, Ma'u detema, I would have thought, Nigzer dilma osil ishtamushe ba'ilon, that maybe there should be a legislation that you're going to use the tree. Think about it. You're eating inside your sukkah, and these branches are right next to you as walls, maybe you would put something on one of the branches. A piece of chocolate cake on one of the branches. And you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Kamash malon, that we're not worried about that. And therefore you're allowed to use the sukkah. The only time that we restricted a sukkah was when the sukkah was actually built in the tree. But if it's built next to the tree is acting as a wall, that doesn't stop us from using the sukkah. You're not allowed to put things on the branches, but that doesn't stop you from using the sukkah. Now, this Gemara has enormous ramification regarding a canvas sukkah, because our Mishnah and the way the Gemara presents it, the chiddush of the Gemara, is that the branches of the tree have to be totally stable in order for it to work as a wall and to be kosher. Because when we said haka'azil va'asi, they're waving in the wind, we assumed that it would not be kosher. It was only when we answered that it's trunk-like or it's hutza v'dafna reinforced. But otherwise, waving in the wind invalidates the wall of the sukkah. And therefore, one would ask, what about canvas walls? So, if the canvas walls are not tied down properly, and in a ruach mitsuya, in a regular wind, they indeed flap to the point that you don't have reliable walls, for example, the bottom of it flaps out of place or something like that, so then certainly that's true, it's not a kosher sukkah. We wonder, however, if a person does tie it in place, the amount of the flapping, it's flapping in place, similar to branches that move, they're still attached to the tree, they're moving in place. And this has therefore become one of the great items in Jewish literature regarding the Yom Tov of Sukkis, how to handle a canvas sukkah. Is it kosher or not to have walls that flap in the wind? So obviously, if we take the hardest and strictest interpretation of this Gemara, so then flapping in place is a problem, and those walls would not be kosher. But what is typically done is that we tie down the walls sufficiently and reliably enough that we consider them tightly in place, in which case the sukkah would be kosher. There is still going to be a little bit of flapping, but essentially the walls are in place. The top certainly is aligned with the schach. The flapping, as mentioned by some poskim, is less than 3 tefachim in its range, and the bottom is clearly affixed so that it doesn't deviate from the floor, and there's certainly no gap between the wall and the floor, no 3 tefachim gap over there. And for the most part, the sukkah made of canvas is regarded as acceptable. There are those who, in addition to tying it down in place, which is what makes it acceptable, in addition to that, they follow the suggestion mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch on this topic, Tafresh Lamed Sif Yud, and elaborated on a bit in the Mishneh Berurah, that a person should place posts within 3 tefachim of each other so that he's making a halachic wall along this wall that has the canvas. And by doing this, the wall, even if the canvas would be no good, but the wall would be valid based on these posts. Likewise, if a person instead of posts decides to do straps and attaches straps around the perimeter of the frame of the sukkah, so then firstly it may hold the canvas in place better, but even if it doesn't, the straps, if they're loved to each other, might actually form their own wall and validate the sukkah. We'll stop there. Yashikoach for joining.